$7.6 billion debt relief. Gunmen killed dozens in Nigeria as U.S. military deployment confirmed. The provincial teams qualified for the 2026 ABSA Cup confirmed. And now the news in detail. Construction of a solar-powered maternity annex at Kaungalweti Rural Health Center in Silowana Ward of Nalolo West Bank is set to commence following the awarding of a 1.7 million kwacha contract by Nalolo Town Council NTC. The project, funded through the 2025 Enhanced Constituency Development Fund, CDF, has been awarded to Taro General Dealers, who have already mobilized on site and molded about 6,000 concrete blocks in readiness for the construction works. The facility is expected to enhance safety, dignity, and overall maternal health care outcomes for women in the area. Speaking on the development, Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Mr. Batison Kandimba says the council is keen to see the project completed within the stipulated six-month contractual period. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed a fatal road traffic accident that occurred around 06:45 hours on February 4, 2026, along New Kasama Road near Apex University in the Chalara area. The accident was reported at Chilenje Police Station and involved a Toyota RAV4 bearing registration number AJE8903, which was being driven by a 44-year-old woman of Chalala area. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the vehicle was traveling northbound when it was involved in the accident, which affected two child pedestrians. He identified the deceased as Blessing Zulu, an 8-year-old girl from Livala South and a pupil at a local school who sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. Mr. Chilabi further stated that the injured child, a 7-year-old girl from the same area and school, is currently receiving treatment at UTH. Zambia's successful debt restructuring under the IMF-supported program and G20 common framework is projected to save the country $7.6 billion in debt service by 2026. Ministry of Information Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says the strategic move has eased fiscal pressures, allowing resources to be redirected towards critical development priorities. Mr. Kapata says President Hagainde Hichilema's administration is leveraging the opportunity to drive growth, emphasizing that economic recovery must translate into tangible benefits for citizens. He says key initiatives include increasing the constituency development fund to 40 million kwacha per constituency, empowering local communities to spearhead development projects. Transparency International Zambia TIZ has reacted to the judgment delivered by the subordinate court in Livingston, which acquitted the mayor of Livingston City Council on charges of corrupt practices involving a private body. TIZ says it respects the decision of the court, noting that the acquittal was based on established principles of criminal justice, particularly the requirement for the prosecution to prove its case beyond reasonable doubt. The organization observed that the court found discrepancies between the particulars of the charge and the evidence presented, which created reasonable doubt and was resolved in favor of the accused. However, TIZ Executive Director Mr. Morris K. Nyambe has raised serious concerns over integrity and accountability issues arising from the facts established by the court.
From our point of view, whilst the legal outcome of the matter has been determined, we are still very extremely concerned by the serious integrity questions that arise from the facts as established by the court itself. The most notable of these was that the judgment did in fact confirm that the mayor, in her official capacity, received a substantial sum of money as cash gratification in connection with the transaction involving property rates, which were owed to the local authority. Now, from an integrity and accountability standpoint, the receipt of such funds by a public officer bearer, regardless of the technical shortcomings in the prosecution's case, we think that is a matter of legitimate public concern.
The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, AIPAC, has expressed concern over what it describes as a prolonged silence surrounding investigations into cabinet ministers and senior government officials accused of corruption. The organization noted that it has been 17 months since the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, announced that investigations into the high-level officials were underway, yet no substantive update has been provided to the public or cooperating partners. Speaking on the matter, AIPAC Executive Director Mr. Solomon Ngoma says the lack of transparency in such serious investigations poses a dual risk to governance and public trust.
If they are unable to fulfill this responsibility, then it is only fair to consider new leadership that can restore confidence in the fight against corruption. The President himself has acknowledged that some entrusted with the responsibility of fighting corruption are in fact protecting the corrupt. This revelation is deeply troubling and cannot be ignored. The people of Zambia deserve clarity, justice and decisive action. Investigations into some cabinet ministers and senior government officials must be concluded without further delay. The findings must be communicated openly and transparently. Only through such openness can the nation begin to rebuild trust in its institutions and reassure cooperation partners that Zambia is committed to genuine accountability. Corruption at the highest levels is a cancer that eats at governance, weakens institutions, threatens the country's development.
Church News. In church news, Chief Chipepo of Chirundo District has called on Zambians to remain united, prayerful and peaceful as the country moves closer to the next general elections, emphasizing Zambia's identity as a Christian nation. Speaking during a religious outreach program, the cleric praised citizens for maintaining peace and encouraged families, workplaces and institutions to continue ministering to one another in the spirit of harmony, noting that peace remains one of Zambia's most defining national values. The church leader disclosed that his ministry, working with government authorities, has embarked on a nationwide Bible distribution program targeting public institutions.
All Zambians, so that even in their office, they will be able to minister to one another. Let alone at the palace, we want each row kindness before they do any meeting, keep the meeting to pray. Because without prayer, Zambia will not be what it should be. And we are going to do it also for a lot of departments or a lot of things apart from we have mentioned all the judges we are going to give them. Then we have already given the immigration police, that is central police. We are also going to move into the headquarters of police headquarters, the army headquarters, the Zambia National Service headquarters, the DAF headquarters. We will move into all those aspects.
Meanwhile, a clergy pastor, Gondwe, has reaffirmed Zambia's identity as a Christian nation, describing the ongoing nationwide Bible distribution as a divine assignment aimed at strengthening the country's spiritual foundation. Pastor Gondwe says the initiative, supported by several Africa-based foundations, is rooted in the belief that a Christian nation cannot exist without the Word of God.
Says the whole earth, the whole world, and everything that is in it, including the Zambians, they all belong to God. So we all belong to God. And if we belong to God, the chiefdoms belong to God. When the British came on the surface of this country, they found chiefs. David Livingstone, De La Sede, and the rest of them, they found kings. And that's how they came together as kings, and God fulfilled whatever he wanted to fulfill. If you remember, David Livingstone was buried in Chief Chitambo's palace, in village, chiefdom. If these chiefs were cruel and wicked, David Livingstone would not have been traced. Is where he passed from Cape Town to Ujiji. If the people were wicked people, they would have killed him. And nobody would have known David Livingstone. and the prophecy that he did on Zambia and the Central Africa would not have been prophesied. So Zambia belongs to God, to Jesus Christ.
And with that takes us